You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm David Teasdale, and today we have the honor of speaking with Elizabeth Kennell and Bajillion McKinnon from the Quebec Division of the Arthritis Society. Hi.
Hi, hello.
Okay, thank you, Elizabeth and Bajillion, for being here with us today to talk a bit about arthritis. This is Arthritis Month, if I understand right.
That's right.
Yeah, September.
Yes.
I guess arthritis is something that a lot of people don't think about unless they get it, but how prevalent is arthritis?
It's shocking. To me, it's, I know now that 4.6 million Canadians are suffering from one form of arthritis or another, and that amount is expected to grow substantially with us living longer. In fact, by 2036, this is astonishing. It's estimated that 7.5 million, or 1 in 5 Canadian adults, will be living with one form of arthritis or another.
Wow, that is a lot.
Yes.
And you bring up another point, too, one form or another. There's a lot of forms of it.
Indeed, including, if I may, ankylosing spondylitis, which is what Bajillion suffers from.
What is that?
That's an inflammatory form of arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
You can usually inherit it with a gene called HLA-B27. You don't need the gene to get ankylosing spondylitis, but it's often the case that it's hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
It causes inflammation in all your joints.
Wow.
It can eventually cause fusing in the spine and in the ribcage.
Wow.
Which can lead to a lack of mobility, a stooped posture, and even difficulty breathing.
My goodness.
David, what may also shock you is the age group that where it's most prevalent.
Yeah, well, what is the age group? I was just going to ask that.
It usually strikes between the age of 17 to 35.
Oh, my goodness.
I was 29 when I was diagnosed.
Really?
Which was last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Wow. And what are the symptoms like?
The symptoms are a lot of pain, chronic pain everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly in my spine and in my ribcage.
Mm-hmm.
I also have pain in all my joints, including my hands.
Oh.
There's a lot of the typical arthritis symptoms, like it's difficult to do daily tasks such as open a shampoo bottle or a conditioner bottle, so I put those into pumps.
Hmm.
When I was first sick, I lost weight very quickly because the inflammation really attacked my whole body, and I couldn't even walk, whereas before I could run marathons.
Really?
Yeah, and my son was 4 months old when I got sick.
Huh.
You wouldn't believe, if you were to look at her now, David, you'd be shocked or pleasantly surprised. She has got a beautiful smile, and she works through, or powers through, I like to say,
mm-hmm.
work, because it's a way of not focusing on the pain.
Well, like most people with arthritis, the best thing is to think positively.
Yes.
And I think exercise plays a very big role.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I obviously couldn't exercise since I had lost so much weight and I was so frail. I could barely even pick up my son.
Oh.
But once I got onto biologics, I felt a lot better and a lot stronger, and I gained some weight back.
Mm-hmm.
And those injections have pretty much saved my life, but I think that it has to be a combination of exercise and medication.
Oh, so you're on medication and you're very active. What kind of activities do you do?
I'm training again for a marathon.
Nice.
Yeah, which is the 28th of September.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Even if I have to walk part of it or I finish slower than I used to, I just want to feel like I'm doing the activities I did before I had arthritis.
Isn't that wonderful?
But Jillian even participated in one of our boot camp marathons. Is that what you would call them? I'm not a...
X-Men race.
Yeah. X-Men, sorry, the X-Men race. And
oh.
We, in fact, in the Eastern Townships, we held two, one in May and one in August, in Sutton and Orford, and we'll be holding another one in Quebec City in September, late September, the 27th. And but Bajillion was there, the very first one.
Really?
Yes, it was so fun.
Well, it sounds like fun. I didn't know those activities were going on. Obviously, we're going to keep in track with you and find out when those activities come up again so that we can let people know in the region. So that's a pretty grueling course, the X-Men course.
Yeah, it was pretty tough with ankylosing spondylitis because, as I said, there's a lot of chronic pain, but it also gets worse with cold water. in my case, I've been affected not just in my joints, but also in my heart and in my eyes. I have uveitis, so that's inflammation of the eyes. So it was definitely quite the task to complete the 35 obstacles, but it made me feel really good afterwards. And I had a whole team with me, including my mother, and we called ourselves the AS Assassins. So it was a great experience.
That's nice. We're speaking with Elizabeth Kennell and Bajillion McKinnon, and they're from the Quebec Division of the Arthritis Society, and talking about different forms of arthritis. And Bajillion was just explaining some of her challenges that she's had and how she's met them and is powering through them. That's excellent. I love that attitude. I really love that attitude. It's the way to go. Take control of, and it gives you such a sense of control, doesn't it?
It really does. But you need support. I mean, that's why when I started volunteering with the Arthritis Society, that's when I got that support, and that's invaluable to me to be able to continue.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that brings us to the next thing. What are the supports, or what are the services that the Arthritis Society helps with?
We do a lot insofar as educational programming, or at least we have done in the past and will do more in the future. And that is a lot of distribution of documentation through our website, as well as print materials,
mm-hmm.
as well as what's probably the most important initiative that's coming up very shortly, and that is on the October 18th, is a what we call the Quebec Forum on Arthritis. It will take place in Montreal at the Palais des Congrès. It'll be worth it for even someone living in the townships to come and spend the entire day with us. We have something like 40-plus speakers, the vast majority from our medical professionals, and speaking on everything from osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, what Bajillion has, the nutrition, exercise, arthritis at work, and also I was going to bring up orthopedic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
These are of major concerns to the many of the people that we try to help, and it's a way of us communicating what is the current state of research and knowledge, and share the knowledge with those who are living with the disease, and have them share with each other. It'll be a really good opportunity for this to take place, because it also includes time at lunch, at dinner, a VIP cocktail, as well as an exhibitor's hall. So I think it's well worth, coming into Montreal for that. I think it would be, for someone that's suffering, it would be an ideal opportunity for him or her and his family, because often it affects the entire family.
Well, it's taking the first step to empowering yourself with arthritis, to be able to continue to do your activities, and in the case of some people like Bajillion, even exceed what they were doing before. Now, this is in Montreal on October 18th. Where again in Montreal?
It's at the Palais des Congrès. In other words, the big conference center.
Mm-hmm.
It's accessible by metro, and that, to me, is how I will get there, because it's in terms of parking, it's usually a nightmare downtown.
Yes.
So it's on Saint-Antoine, near Old Montreal. It's a huge conference center.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting, we now already have something like nearly 400 registered to attend the conference. We hope to have at least another 100. And it's really thanks to many pharmaceutical companies and other sponsors that we've been able to undertake this huge event that we've never undertaken in the past. In fact, I don't think it's been undertaken anywhere across Canada.
What a great place to go to find all the information that you need to help yourself to start taking control of arthritis. Now, what are the costs involved with this?
Nominal. It's at $20 for the day.
Really?
And it includes lunch, but not, there's a supplementary fee for the dinner and the VIP cocktail.
Well, of course, yeah, that makes sense. $20?
Yeah. Well, it's been subsidized, by the thanks to our sponsors.
That's wonderful, because for $20 you can go. It's not far to get to Montreal from here. Go and find out all the latest things that you need to know to be able to live with arthritis and deal with it, and maybe even improve the situation. What better place to get the information? That's wonderful.
Exactly.
Huh. Okay, so again, that's October 18th. Now, where can people sign up for this?
Our website is chock full of information, including a link to the Quebec Forum on Arthritis,
mm-hmm.
or they can just put into Google or whatever, Chrome, whatever, a Quebec Forum on Arthritis, and it will come up anyway. But our website is www.arthritis.ca, and
mm-hmm.
I can give you a number here, but I'd rather give you our Sherbrooke office. We do have a presence in Sherbrooke.
Okay.
And that's for good reason, by the way. The University of Sherbrooke is where a lot of research on arthritis takes place.
Oh.
And we subsidize it in part. Sherbrooke is a very important center, as is Montreal and Quebec City in Quebec. But it sometimes comes as a surprise to others. But our number at the Sherbrooke office
yes.
is 819
yes.
562 5551.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's the Sherbrooke office of the Arthritis Society, where you can get more information about arthritis and the services available through the society. Also, more information on the forum. You can also just put into your browser Quebec Forum on Arthritis and find out about the Palais de Congrès. Yes, that's right, Palais de Congrès, October 18th in Montreal, $20 for a whole bunch of information. That sounds wonderful. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners?
Well, actually, there's two fundraising events coming up that will take place in Sherbrooke, actually. And one is ours. It will be held on November the 8th
mm-hmm.
at 5:30 p.m. It's rather fun because it'll be it's being organized by a group of younger people. It's called Art and Beat, and it's basically a cocktail and a social networking and a dance, and it will highlight many artists from the area, including mime artists and visual artists and singers and so forth. And they're charging $150 per ticket because
mm-hmm.
it is a fundraiser for the Arthritis Society.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expecting to have about 250 people and raise about $40,000. And I'm sure they'll do it. There's a lot of enthusiasm among these committee members.
So that's November 8th at 5:30. It's called Art and Beat here in Sherbrooke.
That's right.
Do you know what the venue is in Sherbrooke?
I don't offhand, but the details are coming out as we as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody interested should call that number, 819-562-5551. They're in the midst of building their own website to promote this event.
Mm-hmm.
And as youngsters could do, not me. And all of those details will come out there.
Okay, now you said there was a second event?
Yes, this will take place actually sooner than that. Except it's not our event, but it's very important. Some part of the proceeds of the event will come to our camp. We offer a camp for kids with juvenile arthritis. Again, less known,
mm-hmm.
but there's approximately 1,500 kids across Quebec who are living with the disease.
That many?
Yeah.
What a shame.
It's awful, actually. One of them is a young lady, very young. I would say that she's no more than 9 or 10 years of age. We love her. We've gotten to know her personally. Her name is Abigail Walker. She's from Sherbrooke. Believe it or not, she comes into Montreal to the Montreal Children's Hospital for treatment when needed because there's only three pediatric rheumatology clinics in Quebec, one in Montreal at the Children's, and another at Saint-Justine in Montreal, and one at the Chul in Quebec City. There isn't one in Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm.
She, for the second year in a row, she and her family are doing an event called Abby et la course des mille pattes.
Oh.
And it will take place on the 5th of October, and last year they had 800 running or walking or whatever.
So that's October 5th?
That's right.
That's coming up.
At the University of Sherbrooke.
UDS, University of Sherbrooke. And can they get information at the same number as you gave before?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's perfect. We've been talking with Elizabeth, Kennel, and with Bajillion McKinnon from the Arthritis Society, and a lot of great information. I thank you so much for being here in our studios and talking with us, and we're definitely going to keep in touch with you guys because that's a lot of good information.
Well, David, it was a pleasure to hear your story, too, so thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.